Hello and welcome to episode 329 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. My name is Steve Webb and I'm your host. This is a Monday through Friday podcast, but during this 31-day challenge known as the Dog Days of Podcasting, or DDP, I'll also be doing special shows on Saturday and Sunday. DDP is going to go until September 4th, and I'd love to have your input for some of those weekend shows. Send me a question or two that you'd like me to answer. Could be anything about the Bible, Christian doctrine, whatever you think you'd like to know about me. Think of a question or two and email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. If I use your question on the show, and chances are good that I will, I'll send you a copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. This book represents 2 years of my life, and it's a $20 value. All you got to do is send in a question for me to answer on one of the weekend DDP shows. If you'd like to know more about the book, just go to easybiblenamesguide.com. Today we're on track two, and we're going to read the entire New Testament book of Philemon. It's a tiny little one-chapter book with a total of just 25 verses. How about a bit of background? Philemon is thought to have been a minister in the Colossian church, and he had a servant named Onesimus. Well, Onesimus stole some of Philemon's property and fled, making his way to Rome, where Paul was in prison for preaching the message of Jesus. As Paul was wont to do, he shared the gospel with Onesimus, who became a believer and ministered to Paul there in Rome. Paul knew that Onesimus was Philemon's servant, so he sent Onesimus back to Philemon with this letter, asking Philemon to pardon him. This week we're reading from the Contemporary English Bible. Let's begin. Philemon chapter 1. From Paul, who is a prisoner for the cause of Christ Jesus, and our brother Timothy. To Philemon, our dearly loved co-worker, Apphia, our sister, Archippus, our fellow soldier, and the church that meets in your house. May the grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Philemon, I thank my God every time I mention you in my prayers, because I've heard of your love and faithfulness which you have both for the Lord Jesus and for all God's people. I pray that your partnership in the faith might become effective by an understanding of all that is good among us in Christ. I have great joy and encouragement because of your love, since the hearts of God's people are refreshed by your actions, my brother. Therefore, though I have enough confidence in Christ to command you to do the right thing, I would rather appeal to you through love. I, Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner for Christ Jesus, appeal to you for my child Onesimus. I became his father in the faith during my time in prison. He was useless to you before, but now he is useful to both of us. I am sending him back to you, which is like sending you my own heart. I considered keeping him with me so that he might serve me in your place during my time in prison because of the gospel. However, I didn't want to do anything without your consent so that your act of kindness would occur willingly and not under pressure. Maybe this is the reason that Onesimus was separated from you for a while, so that you might have him back forever, no longer as a slave, but more than a slave, that is, as a dearly loved brother. He is especially a dearly loved brother to me. How much more can he become a brother to you, personally and spiritually, in the Lord? So, if you really consider me a partner, welcome Onesimus as if you were welcoming me. If he has harmed you in any way, or owes you money, charge it to my account. I, Paul, will pay it back to you. I'm writing this with my own hand. Of course, I won't mention that you owe me your life. Yes, brother, I want this favor from you in the Lord. Refresh my heart in Christ. I'm writing to you confident of your obedience and knowing that you will do more than what I ask. Also, one more thing. Prepare a guest room for me. I hope that I will be released from prison to be with you because of your prayers. Epaphras, who is in prison with me for the cause of Christ Jesus, greets you, as well as my co-workers Mark, Aristarchus, Demas, and Luke. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. May God bless the reading of His Word. Paul's tender love for both Philemon and Onesimus is evident in this short letter, isn't it? If the message of the gospel could be boiled down, it's all about forgiveness. And Paul, who at one time persecuted Christians, even to the point of holding the cloaks of those who stoned Stephen to death the very first Christian martyr, Paul could speak firsthand about being forgiven. Jesus appeared to Paul in a vision as he was headed to Damascus on another mission to persecute Christians, and Jesus asked him, "Saul, why do you persecute me?" I won't recount the whole story here, but Paul, whose original name was Saul, was convinced that Jesus is the Messiah and lived the rest of his life serving the God who forgave him. Asking Philemon to forgive Onesimus as Jesus forgave him was at once a big ask and completely in character with who Saul became once Jesus got a hold of his heart and changed his name to Paul. If we, who have been forgiven of so much, cannot fight it in our hearts to forgive those who do wrong to us, I think it's time to reevaluate. Jesus said, "They know you are my disciples by your love." Is that how the world knows us? What do you think? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or leave a comment on the show notes page at 329.lifespringmedia.com or tweet me at @SteveWeb_#LifespringMedia. Also, remember to send me a question or two that you'd like me to answer during one of the weekend Dog Days of Podcasting shows. Remember, it could be a question about pretty much anything. I will do my best to answer, and if I use your question on the show, I'll send you a free copy of my book, Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide. That's steve@lifespringmedia.com. Be sure to subscribe to the show, the Lifespring Family Audio Bible, in your favorite podcast app. And if you'd like to check out the other Dog Days of Podcasting shows, just go to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. See what else is out there in the world of independent podcasting. On Monday, we're back on track 3, which brings us back to the book of Job, and tomorrow will be a special Dog Days of Podcasting weekend episode. Since I'm still recovering from my Mount Whitney trek, I'm not sure yet what I'm going to be talking about, so send in your questions, it isn't too late. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.